Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
We are coming back from a little break. I know we made a post on our social media pages informing everybody that we would be out for a little bit, not for good reasons. Mike, your father passed away.
Yeah, lost my dad, unfortunately.
And we're all sorry to hear that. We do appreciate everybody with the good comments and
reaching out to everybody.
I know it's been a tough time, and we just kind of played it by ear of when you were ready to come back, and this is... You text me this week and said, hey, I think I'm ready.
Ready to roll,
Yeah, probably good for you, too, to start talking about it and getting things off your chest. And your dad was a funny dude to me. And I do think he loved the fucking podcast, man. He did.
Yeah, I know he was proud of it. I think it was one of those things that he just thought was cool.
Yeah.
Like he would proudly wear his Vulgar Burrito shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, you know, the funny story about my dad going in to Get-Go.
Get-Go's I don't know how, is Giant Eagle, it's not really nationwide, right? It's PA areas and Ohio. Because it's a Pittsburgh-created company.
Yeah, I'm not sure how far and why Giant Eagle spread, but
yeah. But your dad worked there. Yeah. My mom worked there when she moved back from Tennessee and worked at the Get-Go, which is a gas station off of the main store.
Yeah. Yeah, and he went in there, he got gas, and went in there with his Vulgar Burrito shirt on and didn't recognize that was your mom. And your mom goes, hey, that's my son's podcast. And my dad goes, no, it's my son's podcast.
Back and forth they went for...
And then they figured out.
Yeah, they pictured. What's funny is that they... I believe they graduated together. Either went to school together or graduated.
Yeah, I know your mom was friends with, I think, my Aunt Patty.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
So, news update on Mike.
Yeah, about 5 days before my dad passed, I had a routine screening on my bladder. As we've talked about before, I had a mass removed.
We actually had an episode where you were kind of telling funny stories from it.
Yeah.
After the good news, of course.
So if our listeners remember, a couple of years ago, I had a mass removed from my bladder. Biopsy came back that it wasn't cancerous or a concern. So I had a routine scope done. You know, I was already in a pretty crappy state because I knew, you know, my dad was kind of slowly declining. And they're doing the scope and I look at the screen and they find another mass. I just felt like a 1-ton weight just slammed right on top of me, because now not only is my dad, you know, pretty much on his deathbed, now I have this friggin' mass that I had to have removed. And so,
not that there's any good time to find that out, but during that,
it just felt like the entire world was just against me, you know? It just felt like, oh, it's not bad enough for you yet. And so it was, I guess in a way though, it was kind of a helped with kind of distractions kind of offset each other to where it was, you know, losing my dad. I don't think it was as emotionally draining as it would have been had I not had this other thing on my mind. So, and I think they kind of helped each other out to where like I wasn't thinking about, you know, this thing because I was thinking about my dad. So they kind of like balanced each other out, I think, in a way. Then towards the end of August, I had it removed, went in for surgery. They removed it, got the results back that almost like the first time that it is cancerous, but it's such a low grade of cancer that they don't really consider it cancer, but like medical terms it is, but it's no risk of spreading and it doesn't grow very deep. And if I got to go back for routine scopes, and actually if they catch it in the office on the scope and it's small enough, they can actually just burn it off and in the office now instead of me going in and getting surgery done. But, you know, and what it's been really like, you know, 6 or 7 months of since my dad was diagnosed the end of January. So in what has been like just kind of 6 or 7 months of just shit, it was nice to finally get some good news. So
we're all happy for that, man. That's I'll tell you, you know, you text me, Ryan, and Steve, and to see that message come through, especially with everything you guys are going through, and I'm like, why? Like, what? Probably not true, but it just seems like sometimes like the shit always happens to good people instead of the bad people. Like, you couldn't have picked a fucking pedophile in a jail cell to do this to.
Yeah,
I mean, we're happy that you got some good news through all that. Doesn't make it any easier, but
no. But it was, you know, it was nice to finally like have something to feel good about. You know,
for sure. We know it's going to be a long road for recovery as far as, you know, you'll never forget. But I do think the one thing that kept standing out for me watching you guys through all this is like thinking about stories of your dad, because I know when I had my store, like the coolest thing for me was like when your dad would go on these fishing trips. I know you brought over some catfish for me that, your dad had caught it and he was like super proud of like, hey, I smoked this catfish, take it over to Dave.
Yeah.
And which around the time your mom actually made me cabbage and noodles with bacon, and that's the first time I'd ever had it with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
My mind was fucking blown. I was like, you can add bacon to this shit and it's even better?
Mm-hmm.
But,
the bacon never does not make anything better.
No, true. That's true.
And I don't like cabbage and noodles, but I would
love it, man. That's so good. But yeah, I just remember that was around the time of my store moving into my condo that it was like, it was kind of nice because I was like on a strictly ramen noodle diet at that time. So it was like kind of nice to get those little treats here and there. But something that why I was thinking of your dad was thinking how much he did love the podcast and he would want us to continue and fucking make people laugh.
Mm.
That's just something we do. But I know he was just, I've told you like at your brother's wedding or just certain times when we'd sit there and talk, while you or Jeff was saying something, I could just tell in his eyes, like just staring at you guys while you're talking, like how proud he was of you guys. Mm-hmm. Like it was just something an outsider could see that you guys may not see. Your mom had commented on your speech at the wedding and said like, you know, if it weren't for the podcast, you might not have been able to do that type of thing. And it's like, I think your dad was truly proud of that, of the podcast and like being able to laugh and see mm-hmm. you do something that was awesome. You know,
we're in a
time where, you know, podcasts do exist and it's cool that we were able to get something started and
mm-hmm.
he would want us to have a great episode and make people laugh.
Oh, for sure.
Dedicate the episode to him, the first episode back.
Yeah, Dad, this one's for you. He, you know, I've told you some of the stories with him and about him. What I've always admired about my dad is, and unlike me, I never like to do anything alone. I always like to do things with people. Like, it took me a long time to, like, go to movies by myself,
mm-hmm.
which I actually love doing now. My dad, like, because he worked complete opposite hours from my mom, and we would be in school, so he'd get off work, and it'd be him by himself. So he would just go and do things, like, out of the blue. Like, this one year, we went to Geauga Lake, and back then, bungee jumping had just become, like, the big thing. And they had bungee jumping at Geauga Lake, and he wanted to do it, but the line was too long, and it was, you know, it wouldn't have worked out. Next day was, like, a Monday. And we're back in school. My mom's working. He had the day off. Goes to Geauga Lake by himself just to bungee jump.
That's hilarious, dude. That is funny.
In another really funny story is my mom was getting ready for work. My dad was off and he was watching the news. And it was in the morning. Al Bubba Baker, former Cleveland Browns player, owned a barbecue joint. I think it's called
Bubba Q's.
Bubba Q's, yeah. Yep. And he was cooking barbecue in downtown Cleveland in the morning. I think it was like a Kicking Eight with Kenny thing, if you watch Fox 8 News. My dad goes to my mom, hey, I think I'm going to go downtown. And my mom's like, okay, whatever, Steve. And she goes and she continues getting ready for work and he leaves. And she comes out and looks at the TV after getting ready and there's dad eating barbecue on the news.
At 8 in the morning.
Like 8:30 in the morning with Al Bubba Baker.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, he just did like shit like that. He didn't care.
Story I thought of was when that famous artist
Spencer Tunick
and a famous photographer artist, you know, is kind of a mix of art and photography. And he went around the world photographing hundreds, if not thousands of people laying naked in different, you know, in the street somewhere. And I always thought when I first saw it, I'm like, this is such a gimmick. This guy's like, ah, yes, I'm going to see some. I don't even know if he's French. That's how I picture him. Ah, yes, I'm going to see some penis and I'm going to see some vagina. And so it's kind of funny when it like came to Cleveland. I'm like, oh my God. And then I found out your dad went down and did it.
Yeah.
And then, and that you could probably almost pick him out in the.
Oh, he laid in a spot. If he was alive, he would take you downtown and show you the exact spot he laid on. And he laid in a spot where he said he'd be able to find himself in the picture.
That's hilarious. I think I would do the same thing. Like, I have to know where I'm going to be. And,
yeah.
That kind of stuff is so funny. And then you sent back a video that's on YouTube of him on the end of the Drew Carey show.
Mm-hmm.
which is awesome.
Yeah.
And your dad made it onto a major television show before
before
me that have actually gone to classes. And
yeah, that was, they were shooting an episode of Drew Carey. It was shortly after the Cleveland Browns came back. So it was like a Browns episode. The four of us, my mom, dad, brother, and I, we went downtown and it was like 85 to 90 degrees the whole day. And, you know, they're moving you around in the stadium and stuff to get shots. And I don't think not once did we on camera. So we go home next day. Again, we're back. Mom's going to work. Dad's off. We got to go to school. My dad's off. Goes back up there for day two of shooting. Gets autographs. Gets pictures real close to the cast.
Man.
And gets on TV.
Gets on TV.
So, yeah. My dad's ass is hanging in the Cleveland Museum of Art. And
there you go.
He's on an episode of Drew Carey.
Yep. Hell yeah.
So, remember that... I was just thinking about that day he made the London broil.
Yes.
And you came over and we were going somewhere.
Yeah, College Hills.
Yeah, it was at College Hills. I think we were going somewhere.
Going?
I don't know. I can't remember, but I know that London broil never made it onto like separate plates for us. We all just kept picking it off
from the thing. Right out of the oven. Yeah.
Yeah.
We ruined that dinner.
Oh, we destroyed that London broil.
Hell yeah. Shit was so good though.
It was. He always made a good London broil.
I mean, I already said it, but, you know, that he would want us to laugh and have a good time. And,
yeah, for sure.
It's not like he was some kind of stick in the mud. Like, I never liked that podcast from day one. Guys are not even funny.
All right. That's enough. I can hear him. That's enough talking about me.
Yeah. Get what are you guys doing? He's very, very laid back, dude. And then he's like, there you go. Talking about me again. God damn it.
Yeah, there was times where he wouldn't be, but he usually... You know, usually went with the flow of things. Yeah. And
a lot of people are going to miss him, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Funeral was a great turnout as far as people and presentation and everything. Mm-hmm. The pictures were just amazing. As your dad had the fucking best hair I think I've ever seen on a human being.
He had a great set of hair.
Hell yeah. But yeah, great seeing all those old pictures and it's awesome to have all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. We are into fall now, officially, right, after last weekend. It is nearly time for us to do some more pumpkin spice flavor.
That's true. We're coming on round two.
So if any of our listeners have any suggestions for us to try some pumpkin,
some new things,
spiced flavored stuff or pumpkin flavored stuff, let us know. We'd like to try some new stuff.
And they could be like, I mean, we tried fruit snacks and stuff last time. But just a new brand we haven't done.
New brand of stuff or something exotic.
I always do a little search for like viral or trending things, and I don't know exactly when it was uploaded. I just know it was uploaded a couple weeks ago, but supposedly it happened kind of a month ago. But, you know, like anything, it takes time to edit and get things uploaded. But I enjoy watching Dave Portnoy. I don't know if you do, but one bite, everybody knows the rules.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Just I've followed him for a long time and have watched his reviews. And I think when you develop a taste, you get this good scale of like, this is very good pizza and here's the rating, or it's crap and here's the rating. You know, when you do start to become super popular and famous, your influence could either make or break a company, you know, but in the same sense, I mean, if you create a company, you don't create a company to make crap stuff. You know, you want to make a good, I think you should always strive for the best. So if he's rating your pizza, you should have confidence and be like, you know, my pizza is good. Even if it's a lower score, I do see a lot of things like he still helped my business.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what he said, I was able to improve. You know, if it's like a floppy pizza, we made it more crispy.
Mm-hmm.
If it's cooked a certain way, now we charcoal. There's too much Parmesan or something. You know, there's ways to improve. And then you use that as a, hey, we took the feedback from Dave and come try our new pizza. We're, you know, based on his. So I think there's always a way to improve your business, even if it's not. But
yeah,
I've never seen him give horrible scores that like absolutely ruin a business. You know, except I don't know if you ever saw the one with LeBron's Blaze Pizza.
Oh, no.
Because he hates LeBron.
Oh.
So he's like, one bite, everybody knows the rules. This is LeBron's Blaze Pizza. He takes a bite. He's like, yep, trash. And he throws it on the ground. And I knew he did that just kind of as a joke. People aren't going to not buy Blaze Pizza. And that's kind of what I mean. People take it with a grain of salt. But I think if you're a business owner and you truly know who Dave Portnoy is, which I'm going to play something in a minute here, that this guy truly knows who Dave Portnoy is. Have you seen the video I'm going to talk about?
I'm assuming it's the guy that comes out all pissed off.
Yes.
And
with the Star Wars shirt.
Your shirt's
two sizes too small. which is childish and funny at the same time. Yeah. Like it didn't need to be said, but it was kind of funny in the same sense of like, I started seeing other angles of people filming it. That owner actually did more stuff that Dave didn't even show, which could have ruined that guy even more. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. But other people posted it, which, you know, everybody knows nowadays, like, you got to watch those phones come out, man.
Uh-huh.
And you got to be careful. And this guy just decides, you know, not only did he come out and say what he needed to say, but he keeps coming back out. And it's like, dude, you worry about trashing your business. Now you've just trashed your personality to people.
Uh-huh.
But he's saying now, he's like, oh, my business is busier than ever now. But that's good.
He would say that now.
Right.
And it'd probably be a whole lot busier had he come out and said, well, thank you for trying the pizza. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming here.
I'll whatever criticisms you have, I'll use it constructively.
And improve. And, you know, I know you don't re-review, but if you're ever back in the area, stop in and see if it did improve just on a personal level. You could make it so easy.
It's free advertising.
Hell yeah, it is.
On a national platform.
And if you ever watch Dave Portnoy's videos, he rates a lot of the same. If he says, oh, it's floppy. He says that about a lot of pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his thing. He doesn't like floppy pizza. He likes crispy, which a lot of us do. I love crispy pizza. I don't like a floppy.
A lot of people like floppy pizza, though.
Some people like floppy, where the cheese is sliding off. And so it's a thing. So that's just, you have to know Dave. And this guy claims to, I don't like what you represent and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cut a lot of this out just because it's a long video.
And we don't want to get sued.
And we don't want to get sued. But we'll play clips. I mean, everybody's posting it. If you haven't heard it, here is the audio. So this will be bits and pieces. I'm not chopping it up to make Dave look a certain way. There's a guy that comes out of nowhere that interrupts his video that's like, you know, Dom of the Year. And he actually used to work for the guy. Wow. And you can tell he's very timid to say anything. You know, this. So obviously a tough guy to work for.
Pizza View time, Davis Square. What's that say? Dragon? Was that Dragon Pizza? Looked phenomenal in the case. Now, I don't know if we're a little late because I was changing my shirt, so the video would look different. I went to this like vintage Buffalo Exchange across the street. Anyways, the pizza looked phenomenal. I don't know how long it was sitting there. It looked, I'm going to be honest, it looked better in the case. It looked more well done in the case than this one. So we'll see what we got. One bite, everyone knows the rules. It is very thin. I don't know if we fucked them, Austin, because this thing's a super floppy. You said this had 50 reviews and an 8, right? That's on the One Bite app. One Bite app, real.
Just so people that don't know, there's an app called One Bite app, and it reviews pizza. So that's what he's talking about.
Oh.
And you'll hear when the owner comes out, he says something about his platform, and that's what he's talking about is the One Bite app. So it's to review if you're traveling somewhere and you can pull up pizza and it has reviews of people rating it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
His ratings are usually pretty common with what people rate it. So that's what he's talking about when he says the One Bite app or the guy says the platform.
Rarely is off. I do smell the Parmesan. See what we got. Oh, it's a floppy mess. Strong Parmesan. This is an acquired taste. Like, if you get this, know you're going to get hit with a left, right, and a face with Parmesan. I'm not the biggest Parm guy. Wow. I just don't love Parm. So I'm going to go, how do you score that? Because if you like Parm, fine. If you don't, I don't. 6-4. I know it's way off.
Yo, Dave, right?
Yeah.
What's good, man?
What's going on?
Nice to welcome to Boston, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have I been to where?
Somerville.
Yeah, I used to live in Davis Square, which we're currently in. Yeah, I spent years here.
My name is Dom of the Year.
Dom of the Year?
Yeah. Artist.
Okay.
I actually used to work at Dragon Pizza. I do like it.
Too much Parm.
Yeah.
I feel like you saw me and you were like plotting your move, how you're going to come up. So what is Dom of the Year mean?
Yeah, so Dom, my name is Dom.
Yep.
Man of the Year. So it's like Dom of the Year every year. I get better and better. So I am.
Like a vintage, like Dom Perignon? No.
Dom
related. Right, but when you're like Dom of the Year, every year, a vintage.
Yeah.
But no, you're just Dom, and every year it gets better. Nothing to do with champagne. Nay. But if you want to do that on champagne, that
this guy should have his marketing together before he starts promoting himself.
Yeah.
I used to work here.
What do you think of this?
It used to be good. You said you just got it out of the case.
Well, I thought I had a lot of Parma. Yeah, take a slice. Go. Watch out, it's floppy. See. What does Dom of the Year have on it? It may have been our fault because it may have been sitting for a bit.
I used to make these, so I use at 6, right?
So
nothing so far have I heard him like, I mean, he says it's a floppy mess and blah, blah, blah. But he does say, if you're a Parm person, the score is going to be way better.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a Parm guy, 6-4, right? He's even saying, he's like, it looked better in the case when it was in the case. And he says, it might have been our fault.
Mm-hmm.
that could have been an opportunity for that guy to finally see this video and be like, yeah, you know what? You came back when it was left in the case too long. Come back and get a fresh slice. Total opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
About to miss the mark, though.
6'4", which isn't
he's
great.
Coming out soon.
Yeah, but again, it looked better in the case. It was like, oh best God, of Boston and all this
you.
Stuff.
I love you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Dave.
Yes.
Enjoy your pizza as any customer, but I don't appreciate what you do coming in and judging a business with one bite.
Well, we do more. Is this your spot?
This is my spot.
Oh.
I hope you enjoy your pizza, but I don't appreciate what you do to small businesses.
Well, I help. The good news is I
don't see it that way.
Terrible school. That guy, Dom of the Year, can I ask you?
Yeah.
What was his problem? Like, I'm actually helped so many small businesses. Yeah. This bit, now I can say peacefully, this pizza's trash.
Maybe a little clearer. Move on. Don't stand in front of my business.
Let me be clear. Fuck
Let
you.
Me be clear. Get the fuck out of
fuck
front
you.
Of my business.
Fuck you.
Dom
it's
of
a
the
public
year.
Street, you
platform.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, but
it's
this
a
my
public
business.
Street. This
you
ain't your business.
Yeah, but this is my business. And
fuck
you.
Fuck
you. Here,
fucking you. He's right across the street. Go get him. What are you going to tattle me off for? Standing on the public street?
Just being a fucking bitch.
Your shirt's six sizes too small.
Just go fuck yourself and the whole fucking platform you're on.
Oh, you don't like the platform.
You're a joke to me, dude.
You know what? You're
Take
making a joke.
Take your fucking show and your fucking game and go somewhere else.
Blah, blah, blah. By the way, I raised $50 million for small business.
You're all talk, dude.
$50 million? Was that all talk?
Yeah, kind of like that New York Times article.
Here we go. Here exactly. we go. Your exactly. shirt's six sizes too small.
I don't care. I go somewhere. You're a fucking joke.
You, you work hard?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you're like. My man. So bullshit, dude.
How? Tell me how.
You're a fucking clown.
How?
I run a business. I work hard.
I sold my business twice. 100 million, 400 million bought back for a buck. That's a clown?
Everything since I got in this business that you represent is an embarrassment.
Like
to
what?
Business.
Like raising $50 million for small
Everything.
Business?
Name
Everything.
Name
it.
Everything.
You haven't named one thing.
Game.
You haven't named one thing.
I make pizza. It's great.
It sucks,
You're
actually.
A
name one thing, asshole.
You've given up too. I've given up too much of my time.
All you've said is everything. Every name one thing.
You're a fucking
name
joke.
Name one
to me.
Thing.
Clown.
I love $1 million worth of game.
The best. I like how Dom of the Year just slides right back in like mid-convo. This guy ain't great. You work for that clown? Did you know him? He's a piece of shit. This guy's a real fucking piece of shit. I am. I'm minding my own business doing a review.
This is me posting you, telling you to fuck.
Oh, you're posting me, buddy.
Yeah, let's do it.
He goes right into like, oh, can I get a selfie?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I love so. Good job standing up here.
Standing up? That guy's a clown. Thank God he says bad pizza. Dom of the Year.
Clown that makes bad
nice
pizza.
Nice to meet you.
I wanted to introduce myself. My name is Becca.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, this girl that's coming in. Okay, so here's where that guy's argument backfires about like not helping small business,
mm-hmm.
right? Like he ruins small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a girl that has a personal connection with someone that owns a pizza shop. She comes out of nowhere and listen to what she has to say.
Well, I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of everything, like from the beginning.
Thank you.
The way you've grown is astronomical.
I appreciate that.
I didn't want to get involved in that. I personally met a man. His name is Dan from Park Lunch in Newburyport, whose business you saved.
This guy's a
Which
yeah,
is what
yeah,
I actually
I know,
was just
like,
coming over to say.
Yeah,
like, your
I
business itself is amazing, but what you do for businesses is just incomparable, and I wasn't about to step in the middle of it.
I could have used your backup.
I wanted to. I don't know how I represent my own company right now. I didn't want to be thrown in the line of F-bombs on the side of the street.
That's fair.
What you do for businesses is part of it. It's fucking unbelievable.
I appreciate it.
And if that guy didn't seem so rowdy, I would have. That
rowdy.
Was literally
rowdy
the perfect time.
Rowdy
and
a shirt too small.
Can I get
a picture with your own paper?
I like that she's like, I didn't want to, you know, represent my own company, so I didn't want to be in the line of F-bombs.
Yeah.
And then she drops an F-bomb.
But I like the dude. I do. I think he's cool shit. He's like a normal Joe Schmo guy that just like created his own company. That article he talks about where the owner's like, I read the New York Times, and he's like, oh, here we go.
Uh-huh.
That whole thing, New York Times writes this hit piece on him about his whole gambling business and all, you know, they basically told him, we want you to answer these questions and we're going to write this article. This article was like a year in the making. So he knew it. He reached out to the girl And he said, I'll do a sit down with you, you and me, one on one, no lawyers, no nothing. I'll answer every question you have. She ignored him, nothing. And so he said, I reached back out to her, and he shows the text messages and everything. Mm-hmm. He's like, see, this is me reaching out to her. He's like, I will answer everything. 48 hours before the article drops, they go, you have 48 hours to answer all these questions to defend yourself, basically. He responded with, I told you, let's sit down one-on-one, so it's live type of thing. You know, nothing can be edited. I'll tell you everything. Every question on here, I will answer directly to your face. Because you know how you do. You write something in writing, they will twist that around or do
that's,
how
it... That's media for you.
Yeah. So that's the article he's talking about. It has nothing to do with pizza, by the way. So I try to figure out an update on that, and the guy's like, oh, business is better than ever.
Sure. I'm sure it's not.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, that's free advertising on a national platform.
Yeah.
You got to handle yourself better than that.
Absolutely.
You're not helping yourself.
If we had somebody that nationally ranked podcasts, did a review of our podcast and said, blah, 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 you know, this and that, and we got a lower score, what we would do is be like, man, our shit was reviewed by so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the best score. We feel we're a little bit funnier than what he's saying we are. But we're going to take that and we're going to come up with a new segment because you attach that person's name with your podcast or whatever product it is. It's only good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's a very low score, like a 4.
Mm-hmm.
You're still getting that publicity from them. He's posting that video. People are going to go watch you.
Uh-huh.
Just like that, people would have been like, I've had that pizza before. It's not a 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe something's changed. Let's go back and check it out and make sure, you know, like, oh, man, he's crazy. You take the opportunity. Don't. Oh, man, I think that guy has just completely ruined his business.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but I really do think he not only made his business look bad, but he made himself look bad, too.
Yeah, for sure. You got to handle yourself better than that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I tend to think that most small and, like, you know, independent places like that have good pizza. Better than the chain places. Yeah.
And there were multiple times. That guy didn't know what Dave was saying outside.
And honestly, that score wasn't that bad.
No, that score wasn't that bad.
I think
bad
if you get anything over a 5,
you're
good.
Yeah. No, and you know, the thing is he even said before that guy came out, he ranked it before he came out. It's not like he judged it before he came out.
Uh-huh.
But he said it might have been our fault because it looked better in the case, but they went across the street. He got a new shirt and a Marcus Camby jersey. When he came back, and it might have been their fault that it maybe got a little too melty or soft while it was in the case. You know, that owner didn't know what he was saying, so he should have just left it alone.
I know. It's just,
because we would have made our own judgment of like, oh, man, you know, the pizza did look pretty good. Maybe he did wait too long to rate it. And 6.4 isn't horrible. There's room for improvement, but it's not terrible.
Although Dragon Pizza is a stupid name for a pizza.
It is.
It's like a Ninja Turtles pizza place.
Yeah,
like
Dragon Pizza. With that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
We're glad to have you back, Mike. So this episode is dedicated to your dad.
You know
Steve.
Who's not going
to
be back? My dad.
And I bet he is absolutely dying with that joke. Of course, I had to use the word dying, of course. Jesus Christ. That I guarantee he's laughing about.
Oh, God.
That segment right there. He's like, and that is how you end a show, boys. but I know he's watching over all of us and just having a great time with what we just did. Getting back in, we hope our listeners start sending us messages about what you have found. We will order it online and have it shipped here.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, you know, from a different state that says, you know what, you guys got to try this pumpkin pie from, you know, New Haven, wherever.
Yeah.
Tell us. We will order and have it delivered here. I'll freeze it until it's time to eat, and then we'll do a whole segment. We'll video it again.
Hell yeah.
We'll shout you out for suggesting it. But yeah, the time is coming. Fall is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Please send us in direct messages or however you guys want to do it. And
yeah, if you find something on Amazon, send us a link to or put it on our Facebook page. We'll check it out.
We'll suffer for your laughter.
Mm-hmm.
I hope there are some good things, though. I love eating fall food.
Me too.
To do that, find us on our social media pages.
Facebook. X. See, we've been gone so long that Twitter's no longer Twitter anymore. It's X. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
With that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
We'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Oot!